when you're confronting the most formidable version of the virus yet. The development of highly effective vaccines may have led many people to believe that once vaccinated, COVID-19 posed little threat to them. Carlos Del Rio, a professor of medicine and infectious disease epidemiology at Emory University in Atlanta, Georgia, said, "When the vaccines were first developed, nobody was thinking that they were going to prevent infection." Del Rio added, "The aim was always to prevent severe disease and death." However, the vaccines were so effective that there were signs the vaccines also prevented transmission against prior coronavirus variants. Del Rio added, "We got spoiled." Dr. Monica Gandhi, an infectious disease doctor at the University of California at San Francisco, said, "People are so disappointed right now that they're not 100% protected from mild breakthroughs, getting infected despite having been vaccinated." But Dr. Monica Gandhi added, "The fact that nearly all Americans hospitalized with COVID-19 right now are unvaccinated is pretty astounding effectiveness."
This is IRIB English Radio. Please log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you, because you are
A Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you.
From Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
You are very special. And I'm so glad you're mine.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Dear listeners, thank you so very much for joining us on today's brand new episode of Muslim Lady. I'm here in the studio with my darling sister, Sister Razia Shamili. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam, my more dear sister and friend, Sister Zainab.
We're discussing some really important, fascinating, and helpful points and hacks regarding pre-pregnancy preps. problems and issues both men and women face regarding their reproductive systems and private parts. We're focusing specifically these last few episodes on problems and illnesses men could be afflicted with, and Islamic and traditional, often homemade, easy, over-the-counter remedies that we can try out, inshallah ta'ala, to solve these problems. We've been discussing impotency on Muslim Lady for the last few episodes, and it's important to talk about it because, yeah, well, you know, a Muslim lady...
These days, many men have this problem of impotency. We talked about points about the man's reproductive system, infections, and psychological issues, spiritual issues that men have to take into consideration. We're in the program of Muslim Lady, but as we said, a woman needs a partner, a healthy partner, in order to have a healthy offspring.
Right.
The health issues of a man is as important as the health issues of a woman.
Definitely.
We talked about problems of impotency in men. One very important factor which leads to men's infertility is the problem of mumps, you know, the sickness of mumps. So mumps is a viral infection that primarily affects the salivary glands that are located near your ears. If boys are inflicted with this kind of
infection,
disease or infection, parents have to be extra careful because the temperature of the testicles rise, and this will lead somehow
long-term
to their
problems.
Long-term infertility problems in men.
Right.
Because too much heat or temperature kills the sperms, right? And you have to be very careful. Or any kind of damage to the testicles.
Naturally.
Yeah.
Of course. It will damage the system.
Yeah, damage the whole reproductive system in men. So you guys have to be very careful, right? According to medicine, even to medicine, it's been medically proven that men who wear tight underwears or tight pants, it creates problems in the reproductive system, in the reproductive organ, in their sperm production. Several jobs or occupations, such as drivers, people who work in mines, in humid places, in very hot places, they will have to be very careful because they are more confronting, more prone to
these ailments and
these
problems.
Yeah. One more point, too much cigarettes, smoking.
Nicotine
would also lead in infertility in men. We have almost completed the topic on men's reproductive system problems and solutions to them. And inshallah, up next is we're going to talk about women's reproductive system. And also, inshallah, we'll be talking about sources that we've used. We are using various sources in these series of programs, one of which is the book written by a lady called Zobeide Khodai.
Mm-hmm.
She has several volumes of books on traditional medicine. One of them is, oh God, how can I have a healthy and virtuous child? The other source that is available is The Green Pharmacy by James A. Duke. The other very important source is the Book of Qanun of Avicenna.
Mm.
I don't know how they translate it in English.
Right.
So these are three very good sources that are used for our programs.
We're going to be talking about how women can have proper self-care routine in order to take care of their reproductive systems and prepare themselves for conception in order to have sound, healthy, intelligent babies. And of course, since we discussed certain home, simple, off-the-counter remedies for men and their specific ailments, we're probably going to be discussing those topics from this point onward as well.
Because the uterus of a woman is only a couple of grams.
Right.
And then during the process of pregnancy,
it becomes huge.
It becomes huge and has to be able to hold up to 3, 4, 5 kilogram baby.
Or even more,
even
for those who have triplets,
exactly,
or quadruplets.
Right. Specifically in the 10 weeks of pregnancy. So she will have to have a very healthy body, particularly taking into consideration the fact that When women have some deficiencies, like vitamin deficiency, iron deficiency, the baby doesn't wait.
Yeah, he just eats whatever's available.
Exactly. It takes from your savings, from your reserves of body. For example, if you don't have enough calcium in your body, the after pregnancy, your teeth are all rotten.
You have aches in your bones,
exactly.
In your joints.
So it's very important that if you want to be a happy woman, healthy woman, and mother, and wife,
right.
You have to be extra careful with your self-care, with your nutrition, with your diet. And don't take it as something that, it will just happen and, my body will provide for it. You will have to plan. You will have to eat based on a specific routine and mindful
diet. Mindfully, with awareness.
Diet.
Right, definitely. And especially because as women, we go through that process of our body literally just sheds itself of all its resources once a month. Naturally, I haven't met a single woman who didn't have, by default, iron deficiencies or calcium deficiencies or some sort of vitamin B deficiency, because it's going to happen to us either way. And if we're not extra careful in our diet and, like you said, our self-care, once we get to that point in our lives where we want to bring life to this world, it's like, we have to compromise, right? Either I won't be able to give the best and the fullest to that new life, or I'm going to put my life at risk.
Exactly. And sometimes you have to be careful not to give birth to a child with physical problems.
Yeah.
Some lack of vitamins and supplements in your body will lead to a baby with a lot of
deformities
and handicaps,
yeah.
Right? So these are very, very important. So the topic of nutrition and self-care is even more important and more significant when it comes to a woman, as she's carrying another human being, another life. She's the source of growth of a totally new creation inside her body. So she has to be extra careful of this, this extra living creature that is going to live in your body for 280 single days. And when you go to the Quran, ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَاهُ نُطْفَةً فِي قَرَارٍ مَكِينٍ. And then we put that nutfa, or that embryo, or that new creation, that new life, in a secure resting place, which is the body of a woman.
Beautiful. It's like our first home. All that and much more here on Muslim Ladies. Stay tuned.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Muslim Lady.
Thank you for joining us again on Muslim Lady. I am here in the studio with my darling sister, Sister Razia Shamili. It's so miraculous the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has designed the woman's body to produce an organ. It creates this whole new organ to house that baby inside itself and protect it and shield it and nurture it and raise it till it reaches that
full growth,
and it's ready to come into this world.
Subhanallah.
It's so mind-blowing.
Subhanallah.
So imagine the care and the awareness you have to put into creating a whole new organ in order to house a whole new life.
Creation, exactly. And it's interesting how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guarded it in, because it's been surrounded by
the other organs,
the ribs,
right,
and other organs.
Yeah.
It's an internal organ, again, surrounded by other helping soldiers in order to keep that guest safe for 280 days, right? These are just, when you pay attention to all these complications, intricacies,
yeah,
to these details, they just blow your mind up, right?
They really do.
So the most important organ in a woman's body in the reproduction of a child, one of them is the uterus, then we have the fallopian tube, and then we have the ovaries.
Yeah.
So these are three main key organs that
are defined involved. As reproductive organs.
Exactly. And when you're talking about the uterus, you're talking about a kind of pear-shaped small organ that only is 4 to 5 centimeters long and weighs about 80 grams, not even 100 grams. The interesting thing is that it's hanging. It's not in a fixed place in the body of a woman.
Right.
It's hanging through two tubes, the fallopian tubes.
Uh-huh.
So it has the ability to move a little bit.
Right.
And it's not fixed in its place, right? And something that a lot of girls are dealing with, just as we have the problem of impotency in men, we have the problem of irregular menstrual cycles in girls and women, which also causes infertility. And or they are problems in the course of, you know, they create problems in the pregnancy, like, of a woman.
And create excessive frustration.
Exactly.
Especially for Muslim ladies, the whole calculating process, when can I shower, when can I pray?
Exactly.
Why am I late? Why is it abnormal again?
Exactly. So it's really, all these are said to bring to your attention the fact that how you can help your body to have a healthier body, the way your lifestyle is, what you eat,
your state of mind,
and your spiritual state are all effective factors in the health of this organ, specifically.
And vice versa. And vice versa. I mean, well, like when this organ contracts any sort of illnesses, you see it. You see how much it messes a woman up.
Exactly.
Or
all
like
the hormones. And
yeah, exactly. The hormones that kick up a storm, or when a woman is close to her menopause, and it's basically when this specific organ is no longer of use, she goes through this whole whirlpool of changes and things that we would consider as abnormalities, but it's just a natural part of her life now. And
that's why we have a gynecologist.
Yeah, women, exactly.
There's a specific doctor women need for their sexual organ system, reproductive system, right? Which men don't. All because of the complications and sensitivity of a woman's body is more than a man's body.
Definitely, absolutely.
Yeah, that's the point that I wanted to say.
Thank you so very much for being with us on this episode of Muslim Lady. We've been talking about certain problems. We haven't exactly delved into it in depth, but we completed our discussion regarding males' impotency, and we started upon certain reproductive system illnesses that women could contract and the complications it would create in the long term and in the reproduction process. Inshallah ta'ala, in further episodes of this show, we'll be discussing these topics furthermore. Make sure to tune in. Until then, I leave you in the care and protection of the Almighty. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Who is the lover?
Allah.
Who is Ar-Rahman?
Allah.
Who is Al-Mannan?
The Quran, given by God to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, more than 1400 years ago, as guidance for humanity. Quran speaks about women.
The Quran teaches the equality of men and women in the eyes of Allah.
Chapter 33, verse 35.
Hello, dear listeners, and since we're on the threshold of the auspicious occasion of Eid al-Qadir, the day God finalized the issue of succession to Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, Here is some food for thought from his divinely appointed vicegerent, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him. Unfortunate is he who cannot gain a few sincere friends during his lifetime. And more unfortunate is the one who has gained them and then lost them through his deeds.
This is IRIB English Radio. Our website is www.parstoday.com/en.
The light.
A mesmerizing hot air balloon festival has got on the way in the U.S. state of New Jersey. The sky was littered with nearly 100 beautifully colored hot air balloons in different shapes, captivating every viewer. The awe-inspiring event brought together COVID-wary citizens to experience joy and jubilation amid health restrictions. Pleasant weather made the experience all the more enjoyable. The 38th annual New Jersey Lottery Festival of Ballooning is likely the largest outdoor entertainment event in the tri-state area since the pandemic began.
Nostalgia is in the air in Paris as the streets of the city are enlivened, that is, with old vehicles. The French capital has hosted an annual parade called Summer Crossing of Paris. It brought together over 700 vintage cars, motorbikes, buses, and tractors from all over Europe. The route started from a Vincennes castle east of Paris and ended in the southwest of the city. Drivers crossed the iconic monuments such as the Eiffel Tower and the Arc de Triomphe.
It is extraordinary because the automobile industry heritage and the Parisian architectural heritage, which is obviously absolutely fabulous, echo each other. We are driving through all of Paris's most beautiful squares.
The 14th version of the event drew hundreds of enthusiastic visitors from across France. The people were asked to wear masks and keep social distancing because of COVID-19. Tehran municipality has inaugurated an art garden that puts on display Iran's art and culture. As Youssef Jalali reports, the cultural facility aims to reconnect visitors with Iran's rich past amid increasing preoccupation with modern lives.
Sit back and enjoy the beauty of Iran's ancient culture. In Kushk Art Garden, located in the heart of Tehran, visitors get to learn about Iran's music, literature, painting, and calligraphy, far from the hustle and bustle of modern life. Kushk hosts Iranian artists who create masterpieces that have their roots in thousands of years ago.
Miniature painting has been around in Iran since thousands of years ago. In miniature, we paint flat images with a myriad of details. We avoid adding shades to make it as flat as possible, since in the past, Iranians believed that divine light gives shape to everything.
Metal engraving first stepped into existence 7,000 years ago in Iran. It is the art of incising decorations and metals. In this workshop, I will be available every day for visitors to see how I can turn metals into beautiful handicraft.
Kushk is part of a bigger project dubbed Art Garden. The cultural complex consists of an art lake, poem and literature house, music house, and Kushk Garden, each trying to promote an aspect of Iran's culture. Tehran municipality says it inaugurated the peaceful place, for it says cultural identity has been overshadowed by modern technology.
This precious place was a much-needed initiative to preserve the Iranian art and culture. As time goes by, technology gets more and more intertwined with our daily lives, and our genuine culture slips into oblivion. We need to have such cultural centers that safeguard our cultural heritage.
The Art Garden is situated on Abbasabad Hills in downtown Tehran. In recent years, the area has turned into a tourist attraction that houses structures that combine modern technology with ancient culture, such as this large pedestrian overpass called Tabiat Bridge, and the Middle East's largest planetarium, dubbed Mina Dome.
Kushk will be the last piece of Tehran's art garden, and will be a hotspot for a range of cultural activities, all aiming to revive the ancient Iranian art and culture, which experts believe have become a lost piece in today's hectic life. Youssef Jalali, Tehran.
Palazzo Farnese is one of the most famous palaces in Rome and is being used as the French embassy. However, some of the rooms there are not open to the public. Now, an artist has come up with a creative way to show the historic building to everyone. An Italian artist known as JR has created a mural art installation on the French diplomatic mission in Rome. The artwork is equivalent to a virtual hole and shows what the building would look like if there were no outside walls. JR has conducted similar dazzling projects on other buildings, including a mural in the city of Florence, providing people with a sneak view of architectural masterpieces.
Cockatoos in Sydney suburbs have learned a new way to scavenge for food, opening wheelie bins with their beaks and claws. Australian researchers have found out that the parrot family birds are learning the ability from one another. Moreover, the scientists have discovered that cockatoos in different neighborhoods have distinct styles and approaches to pry open the bins. Although the birds opening bin lids seems to be a simple action, it shows a more complex behavior pattern that proves animals can learn, share, and develop subcultures. In some rural areas, online education during the pandemic seems a challenge, as students do not have access to smartphones. In the Indian state of Jharkhand, teachers have come up with an innovative idea to tackle the problem. Turning walls of houses into blackboards is the solution. Under this circumstance, students can learn in the open air while maintaining social distancing. Teachers use loudspeakers to manage the classrooms. Parents welcomed the idea, as most of them could not afford a smartphone and a fine internet connection. They also built platforms for students to sit on while attending classes.
There is a famous quote, one should always try to turn every disaster into an opportunity. A Swiss hiker with Parkinson's disease has put that saying into practice by hiking more than 1,100 kilometers across the Alps. Yves Aubusson, suffering from the disease for more than 16 years, completed the challenge in less than 100 days last year. During his journey, he scaled high-altitude peaks and crossed nearly 100 mountain passes. Aubusson says his first goal was to inspire fellow patients to be active even if they are gravely affected by the incurable disease. But he says his major motivation was to raise awareness of the debilitating neurological illness, which is little known.
What motivated me to do this hike is that I wanted people to know better this disease that is so little known. So I did something that I think was important and that maybe people will relate to. The fact that I did this hike, some people understood it more than I hoped. It went beyond our hopes.
The 52-year-old hiker, previously a professional golfer, is now planning for a new challenge that includes a bike and a tricycle. But he believes that if he could encourage other patients to do sports, he will definitely win his challenge.
The Light is a short bulletin in which we bring you a lot of interesting news in different fields like animals' life, cultural events, funny trendy news, and more from every corner of the world.
Burpees are one of the gym exercises that many consider it either a funny workout or simply avoid to do. But that's not the case with a Brazilian man who set a new Guinness World Record with 951 burpees in just 1 hour. Cassiano Rodriguez Luriano, a professional mixed martial arts fighter, completed this feat nearly a month ago that was later verified by Guinness record adjudicators. Luriano says he was driven by a promise made to his niece, Rebecca, who was born with a severe heart disease, and the gym set up a fundraising effort for her. Luriano had originally aimed for 1,000 burpees, but fallen short of that mark due to a leg injury he sustained 2 days before the feat.
I'm tired. It didn't go as smoothly as I thought it would go. I'm in so much pain now on my leg because I got hurt. And but I'm very, very happy with the accomplishment and in being able to help my niece. So that's the most important thing.
Luriano has not met his family since moving to Singapore in May 2019. He says the only way he could help them is using his athleticism. The previous world record was held by a Canadian who performed 879 chest-to-ground burpees within the same time limit in March this year. In the U.S., creative designers are trying to raise awareness about the environmental issues in a fun and playful way. A climate change-themed mini golf course has recently opened to public in New York City. It consists of 18 holes, each one featuring an environmental problem or a potential solution like habitat loss, energy inefficiency, and emissions. Designed by local artists, the course is made with recycled materials.
Climate change and the environment are such important topics right now and important issues that faces all of us now and will face us in future generations. So by bringing the environmental issues to the forefront in a fun, playful way like mini golf, it really sparks the conversation and helps folks understand the scope of the issue.
Visitors have welcomed the idea, saying it's both entertaining and educational. Organizers say all of the money made from the golf course will go to two local environmental groups. Let's go to Ukraine to meet the world's oldest tennis player, who has been playing the sport for over half a century. Leonid Stanislavski, now 97 years old, has competed in various world championships. When he was a 30-year-old gymnast, he started training tennis three times a week. The Guinness World Record holder is now practicing for the 2021 Super Seniors World Championship, which will be held in Mallorca, Spain. Stanislavski believes that people can play tennis at any age.
It's an elegant type of sport. It's good physical exercise. It is a beautiful game, and there is one more thing about tennis. You can play tennis no matter what age you are.
The world's oldest tennis player revealed his secret to a long life, a combination of good genes and regular sport. His goal is to live to 100 years old and take on prominent tennis player Roger Federer. The old athlete also wishes to make a parachute jump. The largest museum in the world dedicated to the study of space has made its debut in Shanghai, China. Inspired by the orbits of celestial bodies, the layout of the building has no straight lines or right angles. The museum, designed by New York-based Anid Architects, is intended to create an immersive experience for visitors to engage in a real astronomical phenomenon. For instance, visitors can take a trip into a starry night in the optical planetarium theater.
What we aim to create is a real environment for people to look up to the starry sky. To achieve this goal, we've installed a high-precision planetarium projector at the center of the theater, which can project the sharp spots of stars on the screen with countless optical fibers. The demonstration effects are very vivid.
After moving through the museum's galleries and curving hallways, the final area visitors pass through is the sky space of the Inverted Dome. The viewing area of the Inverted Dome is about reducing almost all separation between people and the stars. The opening follows a five-year construction process in the city's Lingang district.
Every year, a lot of animals lose their life due to various kinds of accidents, but some of them are lucky enough to get a second chance. Perseus, the Greek cat, is one of them. The stray feline was taken to a vet in the city of Larissa last year after a terrible accident. The vets had to perform three surgeries, but Perseus lost the same number of limbs. However, he managed to stay alive and was given prosthetic legs. Perseus has adapted perfectly to his new limbs and now uses them to get around. He has also managed to snatch the heart of his saviors as visitors at the clinic where he cured have grown. The Japanese art collective has created a mesmerizing environment in a forest where nature and technology come together. In the mountains of Kyushu in southern Japan, the nature comes to life after the dark. Flowers and trees are illuminated in a glowing ripple shine, while rocks turn colorful with light installations. A waterfall made of light pours gently on a bright rock. Some rocks have calligraphy, and artificial pond projects colorful fish too. The artists behind the work say their aim is to unite technology and nature.
The thing is, sometimes people think it's a digital and nature is completely it's an against each other. But in the same time, we think it's in the digital and the nature is quite easy to merge.
The Japanese team also wants to raise awareness about the original beauty of the nature, which they say is often ignored. To remind people of that, they hold exhibitions combining projections, sound and carefully designed spaces. So far, the group has organized several art shows of this kind.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, dear brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Salamun Alaikum. This is today's special you're listening to. We're going to speak about Imam Ali alayhi salam, the herald of unity. Today, Wednesday, is the 17th of Zulhijjah, 1442 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 6th of Mordad, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 28th of July, 2021 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We choose for you a part of chapter Ma'idah, that is chapter 3 of the Holy Quran. Verse 3.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. اليوم يئس الذين كفروا من دينكم فلا تخشوهم واخشون. اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا فمن اضطر في مخمصة غير متجانف لإثم فإن الله غفور رحيم.
This day those who disbelieve have despaired of defeating your religion. So fear them not, but fear me. This day I have perfected for you your religion, and completed my favor upon you, and have approved for you Islam as religion. But whoever is forced by severe hunger with no inclination to sin, then indeed Allah is forgiving and merciful.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Which day is the day of perfection of religion? The answer to the first question is the day of Qadir Khum. This fact has been cited by Shia commentators in their books, in the case that many traditions refer to by the scholars of both great sects. That day was the day when Prophet of Islam formally assigned Amir al-Mu'mineen, Imam Ali alayhi salam, as his successor. It was on that day that Islam reached its final perfection and pagans sank deep inside the waves of their despair. They expected Islam to be subsistent in person, and by diminishing the Prophet, the circumstances would change to the former state so that Islam could gradually vanish.
أسعد حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبي ولها ولا راغي.
Imam Ali alayhi salam, the herald of unity, the ideal community. For Imam Ali, the ideal world which he wished human beings to reach by clinging to the real Islam is the angelic world. Imam Ali has described the people of that world as follows. They did not differ among themselves about their sustainer as a result of Satan's control over them. The vice of separation from one another did not disperse them. Rancor and mutual malice did not overpower them. Ways of waving did not divide them. Differences of degree of college did not render them into divisions. In fact, all human beings will be like angels, even superior to them, if they pay attention to the main goal of creation, which is the proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and achieving happiness in all aspects of life. And they know that they would attain their goal only through obeying Allah's commands, cleaning the vices and decorating their hearts with virtues and acting upon them. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, wa bihi nasta'in. In this episode, we are going to talk about Imam Ali alayhi salam as the exemplary personality of the Islamic unity and integration in the Muslim world. Imam Ali alayhi salam, who was really the bravest man in his time, never fought those people who were selected as caliphs. It doesn't mean that Imam Ali alayhi salam agreed with that kind of decision. Rather, Imam Ali alayhi salam saw that the greater priority, the most important aspect, lies in the political integrity and homogeneity of the Muslim world. So that we find that, I mean, at that time, Imam Ali alayhi salam never said anything, never took any active political decision against the ruling caliphs. Yet, Imam Ali alayhi salam helped those ruling caliphs or wherever they appealed to him for help. I mean, they realized that, I mean, they themselves, I mean, the caliphs, I mean, those, the people who were in, who were ruling over there at that time, realized that Imam Ali alayhi salam was certainly the most deserving personality. However, the love and the lust for political power pushed him ahead to take such an unhappy decision, and they wronged Imam Ali alayhi salam in this regard. Yet, Imam Ali alayhi salam was such a personality who favored the divine agreement and the divine decision over his own personal priorities. Because of this, we find that Imam Ali alayhi salam, when the ruling caliphs appealed to him for the sake of receiving his wise consultations, Imam Ali alayhi salam helped them.
اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا.
This day I have perfected for you your religion and completed my favor upon you and have chosen for you Islam as your religion.
الله مولاي وأنا مولى المؤمنين ألا من كنت مولاه فهذا علي مولاه اللهم وال من والاه وعاد من عاداه أيها الناس الحق دائما مع علي وعلي مع الحق.
Imam Ali's position on division and its roots, world lines. Dunya, or world, in Islamic sciences and in the statements of religious leaders, is sometimes praised and sometimes criticized. Imam Ali described the world as follows. This world is the place for which destruction is ordained, and for its inhabitants' departure from here is distant. It is sweet and green. It hastens towards its seeker and attaches to the heart of the viewer. So depart from here with the best of provision available to you, and do not ask herein more than what is enough, and do not demand for it more than sustenance. Imam Ali pointed out the feature of the world and wanted people against being attached to it. I warn you of the world, for it is the abode of the unsteady. It has decorated itself with deception and decisive with its decoration.
Alhamdulillahi alladhi ja'alana min al-mutamassikin
bi wilayati
Ali ibn Abi Talib
bi wilayati
Ali ibn Abi Talib wal a'immati al-ma'sumin alayhim salam.
You're following IRIB English Radio, and today's special. We have a short part about policy-making features in the mannerism of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Even with the enemies, he would speak with logic. One of the characteristics of the political behavior of the commander of the faithful Imam Ali alayhi salam was that he spoke with reason to his enemies and opponents. He even used to reason with Muawiyah during his correspondence with him. After Talha and Zubair pledged allegiance to Imam Ali, they went toward Mecca with the excuse that they intended to go on a Hajj pilgrimage. Imam Ali alayhi salam was vigilant from the beginning. He used to say that they do not intend to go on a Hajj pilgrimage. They left and hatched certain plots. Imam alayhi salam said, both of you frowned over small matters and leave aside big ones. He said that they use insignificant matters as tools for creating discord. Despite these things, the commander of the faithful spoke in a humble manner to them. He explained that he was not about creating enemies for himself, so he showed tolerance.
You know, brothers and sisters, what is amazing about Ali ibn Abi Talib is that he possessed antithetical qualities. Qualities that almost seem to be contradictory. You know, if you think of someone who's extremely brave and courageous and fearless, when you think about a warrior, what's the first thing that comes to mind? You know, usually when someone exhibits the quality of shaja'ah, bravery, courage, fearlessness, chances are such a person is not going to be very gentle and merciful. What typically happens in human beings is that when one quality is intensified, other qualities are compromised. And conversely, usually when you see someone who's very compassionate, very gentle, very merciful, chances are they're probably not going to be the most fearless or the most brave. Generally, when one quality increases, it's almost like they're inversely proportionate. When courage increases, mercy and compassion decreases. But with Amir al-Mu'mineen, all of these areas. You know, that's why the poet describes Ali ibn Abi Talib. He says, "Huwa al-baka'u fil mihrab laylan." That Ali ibn Abi Talib, he is the one at night, he's crying in his mihrab. "Huwa al-baka'u fil mihrab laylan." "Huwa al-dhahaku idha ishtadda al-darabu." But in the battlefield, he's smiling. No one was able to shake Ali ibn Abi Talib. He was unshakable.
Thank you very much for joining us till this part, the end part of today's special from IRIB English Radio. We leave you in God Almighty's mercy. Have a nice time.
La ilaha illa Allah, Allah Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Ali Imami. La fata illa Ali Imami, Ali Imami, Ali Imami.
La ilaha illa Allah, Allah Rabbi,
Muhammad Nabi. علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي.
What you heard was an IRIB English radio program. Our website is www.parstoday.com/en. This is IRIB English Radio. Coming up is the news.